Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast, and now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
And welcome back to SwampSwami.com's Sports Podcast. And today, the Houston Texans' self-destruction continues. The Houston Texans came into being back in 2002, and they are now playing in their 20th season in the National Football League. The closest a Super Bowl has come to the city of Houston has actually been in two of the city's largest football stadiums. One was played in Rice Stadium back in 1974, and then the city hosted the big game once again in 2004 and 2017 at NRG Stadium. The professional teams of Houston, though, they're still waiting to play in their first Super Bowl game. Like Detroit, Cleveland, and Jacksonville, Houston remains one of just four NFL cities which has never participated in one single Super Bowl. The former AFL franchise known as the Houston Oilers came the closest as they lost the 1978 and 1979 AFC Championship games to eventual Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh. Former coach Bum Phillips was so frustrated by those losses, he famously said, "One year ago, we knocked on the door. This year, we beat on the door. Next year, we're going to kick that son of a gun in." Sadly for Oilers fans, though, that door remained locked. No matter how many times Houston kept trying, they were never quite able to get their way into one Super Bowl game. After the former owner of the Houston Oilers finally made good on his ongoing threats to move the football team if he didn't receive a shiny new football stadium in H-Town, the Oilers indeed loaded up the truck and they moved to Tennessee. Nashville, that is. Country music stars? Pool halls. Wait a minute. That's the wrong show here. After the city of Houston went without a football franchise for several years, the NFL did grant the nation's fourth largest city another team in 2002 when the Houston Texans finally kicked off. Now celebrating their 20th season, the Houston Texans have made the AFC playoffs six times in the past 19 years. They have yet to reach one single AFC championship game, though. Prior to the kickoff of the 2021 season, most Las Vegas odds makers even predicted that the Houston Texans would have the worst record this year in the entire NFL. With yet another new head football coach this season, this time David Culley, a former assistant in Baltimore, the Houston Texans actually won their first football game of the 2021 season. Alas, their opponent was the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars, the NFL's worst team last year, which finished with a 1-15 record. Yes, Houston, your beloved Texans blasted Jacksonville 37-21, and Houston fans applauded the efforts of their overachieving Texans after their Week 1 victory. Then in Week 2 on Sunday in Cleveland, the visiting Houston Texans battled the heavily favored Browns to a 14-14 halftime tie along Lake Erie. Journeyman starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor went 10 of 11 in passing in the first half as the Texans continued their unexpected improvements, until it all fell apart in the second half. Houston's 2021 starting quarterback sustained a hamstring injury. The team went to the bench and inserted Stanford rookie quarterback Davis Mills into the game. The Texans' offense quickly went south and the team lost 31-21 to the Browns to go 1-1 on the young season. Today, news reports indicated that injured quarterback Tyrod Taylor will be out up to 4 weeks. The Texans are reportedly bringing another retread quarterback, Jeff Driscoll, up from the practice squad. But wait a minute. Doesn't quarterback Deshaun Watson still play in Houston for the Texans? The young quarterback had been sensational ever since Houston selected him with the 12th pick of the first round back in 2017. Watson, you might remember, was a big winner in college at Clemson, with his teams earning one national championship trophy and another runner-up trophy in two appearances in the BCS championship game. His career in Houston started the same way. Deshaun Watson led the Texans into the playoffs in 2018 and 19. The team then rewarded him with a new 4-year contract extension, paying him $177 million. Of which $111 million was guaranteed.
Excellent.
Though the Texans took a step backwards on the field in 2020, Deshaun Watson kept his team in several games with pinpoint passing. Then earlier this spring, the media started to release story after story after story in which Deshaun Watson was being accused in a number of sexual harassment allegations. All told, 22 civil and 10 criminal, involving several women who performed massage therapy for the star quarterback. Watson's attorney has claimed that all of these allegations are false and that any conduct might have been consensual in nature. Though the majority of Houston's pro football fans do believe that Deshaun Watson probably let the money go to, there's never been a question about who is the best quarterback on the roster of the Houston Texans football team. The Houston Texans said that they tried to seek trades for Deshaun Watson to several teams during the offseason this spring and summer, but the team apparently wanted more compensation in terms of players and draft picks than the other 31 NFL teams were willing to part with. Meanwhile, the pending legal issues for Watson are still festering. Despite the unofficial guilty verdict issued by millions of professional football fans, American law states that Watson is to be considered innocent until proven guilty. And he is not in jail right now, and he does remain part of the Houston Texans football team. In fact, he's earning some very large checks to do absolutely nothing. With Tyrod Taylor expected to remain out of the Texans lineup for the next month, shouldn't the team consider lifting the voluntary ban on their former starting quarterback so that the football team has a reasonable chance to win games? With the team showing a few signs of life under their new head coach, why shouldn't the Houston Texans give Deshaun Watson another chance to play football until he's summoned into the courtroom to face his accusers and their allegations? Well, the team answered that question Monday evening. The Texans confirmed that they will not play their $37 million per year quarterback in this week's Thursday night nationally televised home game against the 2-0 Carolina Panthers. Instead, the team will once again trot out their rookie third-round pick, Davis Mills, and hope for the best. One thing has been very consistent for the Houston Texans over 20 years in the NFL. The ownership of the team has consistently failed to build a tradition of winning. Either Deshaun Watson is a cancerous boat anchor for the Houston Texans who should immediately be traded for whatever value his team can get in return, or Watson should be given another chance to earn his pay for this team until he's forced off the field due to ongoing legal issues. And if a judge ends the football season and likely the career of Deshaun Watson, then so be it. For now, though, he remains a free man and he's eligible to play NFL football. And there's no doubt, as a quarterback, Watson gives Houston a better chance to win football games than any other option. But remember, this is the Houston Texans we're talking about, with 20 seasons of mediocrity. And that's probably why so many NFL football fans in the Houston area still root for the Dallas Cowboys, or the New Orleans Saints, or their other NFL favorite teams. The local franchise always seems to find a way to let their fans down. In February, you can virtually guarantee that the city of Houston will, once again, be watching the 56th Super Bowl being played in NFL history without their local team participating in it. Again, I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.